W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors have been chosen in the trial that will focus on alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more on what happened in Donald Trump's trial on Tuesday.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. Another fight in the House of Representatives. At least two Republicans say they are on board with trying to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over Johnson's move to separate the aid package on Ukraine and Israel into four different bills. The UN High Commission on Human Rights is pleading for international intervention for the over 1.5 million people in Gaza who have been displaced by the war. The UN is urging a ceasefire and the delivery of more desperately needed aid. This is ABC News. A deluge in Dubai. Around 6 inches of rain fell in one day. That's 2 years' worth of rain there. The airport had to stop taking arrivals for several hours. Other parts of the United Arab Emirates also hit with heavy rainstorms. Today, President Biden will be pushing for new tariffs.
The White House says President Biden will call for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel when he visits the United Steelworkers Union headquarters in Pittsburgh. Biden's national economic advisor, Lael Brainard, says the president understands we have to protect American manufacturing and U.S. workers from unfair exports associated with Chinese industrial overcapacity.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Quite a surprise on a Tuesday afternoon.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison in Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
That's Lisa Rogers, who said it was an elephant in Butte, Montana. It took off from a visiting circus after being spooked by a backfiring car. The elephant named Viola was wandering the local streets for 10 minutes before being corralled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their first series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing at home, 6-3 to the Padres. It's the first series loss of the season for Milwaukee. One bright spot, William Contreras has a 12-game hitting streak going on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Line drive, base hit. Weimer will be held as the ball game. gets away from Tatis. He'll score. Frelick ends up at third. Hit streak to a dozen.
Christian Yelich is headed to the 10-day IL with a lower back strain again.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. You know, obviously it's going on the IL or having to deal with this again, which is pretty frustrating. But yeah, just do our best to get it right whenever that may be, and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks held practice. They're going to host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. One player on the Bucks getting more minutes in games is Bobby Portis.
Doc been real good to me, man. I love Doc, man. Doc unlocked me for sure, just giving me more responsibility on the offensive end.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Minow the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Civic Media app, of course. Check that out. Today is National Banana Day. Big fan of the bananas.
Yes.
Big fan. I got, so you know what, Mark, you'd like this. It's healthy. So you know what I'm making myself now? Okay. Bananas. And I wait till they're kind of, you know, brown. So they're easier. So I got a blender. So bananas, raspberries, and chocolate milk. And it makes a phenomenal drink. What do you think about that? Healthy, right?
What else is in there?
That's it. I swear. So yeah, far, that's
right,
it.
Right.
What do you think of that, though? Because, I mean, they say chocolate milk is really good for athletes.
Very good.
Right? And raspberries are phenomenal for you.
Yeah.
And bananas are great for your potassium. Yep. Not bad, huh?
It's very good.
Okay. Thank you. I want you to be proud of me. Yeah, today is also Ellis Island Day. You ever go to Ellis Island?
Yes.
I've been there. That's pretty cool. You ever go there, Mark?
Never.
No? You must be German, aren't you? You German?
Partially German, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cheese ball day. What's a cheese ball? Just a, with a scoop of piece of cheese? And
no, isn't it the big cheese ball where you just put the knife and then get the crackers?
You know, it's like a Cheeto.
Well, yeah,
there's those two.
You scoop them, like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's like a Planters cheese ball. Remember,
like
in the canister?
It's like a Cheeto that's in a ball.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not the real cheese.
No.
I don't believe so.
No, no, that would be, okay, that'd be cheese ball. Yeah. I was thinking, no.
This is really intelligent talk.
It's not real cheese. It's just, yeah, they call it a cheese ball, but there's no cheese in there.
Right.
Okay. I just flavored cheese ball. Yeah. I like those things, but they're Oh, by the way, I guess switching subjects here real quick. I learned something last night at the steak fry.
All right.
Okay. I hate it. Everybody hates this. When you got a roll and you grab the butter and the butter's frozen solid, basically, and it tears up the roll and you can't get hardly any, right?
And the rolls are warm.
Yes. She said, here, watch this. Take the batter of butter.
It's in the foil.
Still in the foil. And put it inside that bun and close it up real good. And just give it a few minutes. That thing will be melted. And it was. It worked fantastic. Yeah. You saw it, Jim. You saw me do it.
Yeah, well, you're showing everybody in the place.
Well,
I know. That was like your big discovery. Look at this, you guys. I'm like, John, just sit down and eat. But yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was kind of interesting.
Because yes! It melted so good. It went from being this frozen block of whatever.
It kind of tears up the bread.
Right.
Right.
To completely melted and beautiful
right.
spread.
So that was why we spent $250 to go to the steak dinner last night.
Because I learned something.
John's going back to the UP and he's going to be teaching them something.
Right.
Could open up a school up
trade,
there.
Trade secret. Right.
Okay. You know what I also said? And this was Dennis's fiance. from Dennis Peters.
Yes, Glam Band.
And I said, I've been to probably 1,000 banquets, okay? And I'm going to be totally honest. I said, don't tell anybody this, but I'm telling everybody right now. Every time I go to one, I look around to see which side of the silver are you supposed to use. When they put those out there, is yours on the right side or the left side? Oh. Or is that the guy? You know what I mean? Do you know, Todd?
Well, no. You should know that.
You know, Mark?
No.
I think it's the right side, but I'm not sure.
Is it the right side?
What are you talking about?
When you got the silverware wrapped up in a napkin and you got the table all set.
Yeah.
Which set of flatware, as they call it, is yours? The one on the left or the one on the right?
I take the one on the right.
Okay, but is there a rule for that?
You know what? A lot of times they put it across the plate.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, I guess.
Another one then is with the forks, where you got them all just laid out. Which one's the salad fork? Which one's the dessert fork?
Start from the outside.
Start from outside.
Outside. Yep. Ah, I've always done it from the inside. I swear,
John.
I just thought closer to the plate would be the one to use first.
No. Okay. Outside in.
All right. I'm learning something.
Yes.
After 1,000 banquets, I finally learned etiquette.
Yes.
Okay. I bet a lot of people out there didn't know that.
I think a lot of people knew that you start from the outside.
I bet a lot of people don't. Did you know that, people?
Most people do.
Quick poll. Can we do a quick poll?
Sure.
Text us.
Okay.
Quick poll. I bet I win this. I will bet you I win this. Want to bet?
I think.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. When you got the plate. And you got the fork up on top, just laying up there. Is that dessert or is that salad?
Dessert.
That is dessert. Because I've used that for salad a time or two.
Thank God Mark's here this morning.
I know, right?
Yes. It depends a little bit on the fork. If the fork is just a two-prong fork, though, and they give you some kind of like crab or something, you would use that.
Oh, yeah. I normally have that at these sports banquets I do. Shayoxin Sports Banquet. And you got your crab forks there. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, and you do know the whole the bread, what's yours, right? What side the bread's on?
What do you mean?
You know, when they give you a roll. Like they had a basket, but sometimes they just have you have a bread.
Yeah,
plate.
On a little plate, on a little sauce or whatever. Right. Yeah. What about it?
Do you know which one's yours, left or right?
No. I wait till somebody else grabs one. I swear.
Yeah, John.
All right.
If you do like an okay sign.
Yes.
So that would be a B. So that's the bread is yours.
You have any idea what he just meant, Mark? And you're seeing it here. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
So you know it's up there.
All right. We're exactly 50-50 right now. So half the people didn't know that.
Do you know silverware etiquette?
Did you ever pour coffee when you were a kid into your saucer and drink it that way? Did you? No?
To my dog. No.
You didn't tie, did you?
No, and I think we've had this conversation before. And
I drank coffee when I was like 5 years old, all the way through school. I'd have a cup of coffee before like second grade because we'd dunk Trinary toast in it. But when the coffee was too hot, we'd pour it in a saucer, we'd slurp it out of the saucer. A lot of people have done that. You've never done that, Mark?
I think we did a poll on that one morning.
I think I won. Yeah.
No, I think you lost.
No,
that.
You lost. Pretty that, sure John, you lost. John, nobody, did you didn't like lap it up? Or how did you drink it? Yeah. You know. Nice. You put an ice cube in there.
Why would you dilute it?
A half an ice cube, I said. Mm. Small ice cube.
No. From the tray of ice cubes that you're supposed to throw away and not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's like putting ice cubes in your beer. I've seen people do that. It's like, that's the worst thing.
No.
You've never done that, have you, Mark?
No.
It just dilutes the beer.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So, anyway. All right. But look at this. 60% of the people did not know that about the silverware. I'm telling you, I'm the voice of the people. Your hoity-toity, your Harvard days have spoiled you. Where did you go to school, Mark?
College?
Yeah.
GB.
Okay, and where'd you go to high school?
Janesville Craig.
Oh, did you really?
Yep.
They used to have some good basketball teams.
That's why I had to go to school with Ben Berlowski.
Ah, I was at their state championship, their state tournament games. They were really good.
Yeah, we had some very good basketball players, great friends.
Wow, that's awesome. Is Parker Company still alive in Janesville?
Nope. Didn't
they make the pens?
They did.
That was like the big industry, right?
Oh, it was big time.
Yeah. Okay.
There's two buildings. There's one on the outside of town, which was their last building that was open. It's closed now. And then there's a large 5-story building that was called Parker Pen, but it's all small businesses now.
And that's where Janesville Parker was named after?
Yeah.
Parker Pen guy?
Yeah.
How would that be? Just invent a pen.
Right.
And you'd be a billionaire.
I still have some pens.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're probably collector items now.
I had an uncle who collected them.
Oh, no kidding.
He bought some pens for us. And I was just, I bet you somewhere in my house or my mom's, I bet you I have some pens.
Oh, cool.
Did they outsource it or did they close? What happened to Parker?
I think they were sold to someone over in Great Britain.
Yeah. Like and, English liquor companies.
Yeah. And then it just.
Okay.
I'm going to say probably. Maybe early 2000s?
Can't trust the Brits.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was going to say they're tough to work for.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
You worked for one?
No, my friend did.
He's, what?
No, that's what he said. They were just, they're so, maybe it was, the previous company wasn't as.
Actually, Todd worked in the UK, right, Todd?
Well, I worked for a company in the UK.
Yeah. Todd, yeah. They just get
a ton of time off over there, though.
Well, but they're very, aren't they very report-driven?
Doesn't everybody in Europe get, if you go to Mexico or some resort,
we have the worst.
Everybody's from Germany or wherever, and they're like, oh, yeah, I got a six-month holiday or whatever.
Not 6 months, but,
you know what I mean? It's like, months. Wow.
Yeah. I laugh. My brother works for British Petroleum.
Oh, BP. No kidding.
Yeah. So he used to go over there quite a bit, but you know, like their days, you know, you go in at 7 o'clock, and you're eating dinner at work at 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, a long day.
Lunches are like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, so
I've never been to England.
That I think what Mark said is I was going to say, but I want to be nice about it.
I've heard the Declaration of Independence was signed with a Parker pen, thus the anger. Okay.
I don't think you're right. Anyway, I think when they work, they really, really work.
Right.
Oh, man, I just my experience over there.
Uh-oh.
I just don't agree with that.
I mean, Todd works for a company in the UK, Jim.
Okay. Oh, I just agree with that. My boss was hanging out in his hot tub all day at home.
Really?
All day.
Do you have a hot tub?
No.
I could see you having a hot tub.
No.
You seem like a hot tub guy.
No.
You could put that up on in the garage.
Put it
on the second floor.
Oh, my God. You could put it up in that third floor of your garage and just overlook your serfdom.
Mark Hewson's in the house. Mark, welcome. Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, I was telling you.
Can I ask you this?
What?
If somehow you found out that Milton liked hot tubs, would you get a hot tub?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I did probably. Too.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, right. Mark, I just want to, you know, you have a lot to talk about today, but I just want to emphasize what you talked about last Friday. You talked about the even though you're more into orthopedics and the health of the physical body, teeth we talked about, right? Toothaches. Yep. And I had to run out of here because I get to a funeral in De Pere at 10. And I was talking to the guy's brother who died, and I really knew his brother better than I knew him, but it was because of a tooth infection. I don't know what happened, if he didn't take the medicine and then went down to his heart. But the guy was in pretty good shape, 70 years old. But, man, you really got to watch out for that. I mean, that is, and you were talking about, you know, I was like, wow, is Bellin getting into dental? You're like, well, no, but it's all part of health. And, man, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I mean, it's, we don't have dentists and stuff that work for us. But it's just one of those things. Think about it. You know, taking care of your teeth, brushing them. Flossing, which I'll be the first to admit, I don't floss. My wife is wonderful with it. I don't floss every single day, and I know there's some people that do it 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah.
But man, if you get the one, toothache,
yeah.
How long's it been there?
Yeah. Right. Remember you guys watch NYPD Blue? One of my all-time favorite shows. Remember that Sipowicz and the whole thing? Remember? And Bobby Simone, Jimmy Smits. Who was one of the main characters, and he wanted to get off the show. And he went to get a tooth fixed, and something happened, and he was going to have to get a heart transplant, and he died.
What happened? Like, I don't get it.
It was NYPD Blue.
Yeah, but he had a toothache, and then he had a heart attack because of the toothache?
It got an infection.
Okay, okay.
And it was his heart.
All right, so.
Same thing as your friend.
Right, okay, I got it, yeah.
So, I mean, that does happen.
Take care of your teeth.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, we were talking about that with. We've got to talk about the mouthpieces, and we kind of had to wrap that up. We're going to do that again right now. Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine. If you have any questions for him, please text us back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Here with Mark Houston for Bell and Sports Medicine. Great having you in here, Mark. And great. You know what? We promise we're not going to just talk about our afflictions and ailments and aches and pains, and we're going to let you talk
what
about...
What do you mean, we?
Don't you give me that.
You're the one that's always looking for free advice. Oh. Okay, Mark,
I'd be more than willing to pay him, and he's like, no, I don't want to accept anything. Right, Mark?
I never heard that offer. Have you, Mark? Well, anyway, let's go on with you.
I texted him.
Okay, I texted him.
But we were talking about mouthpieces last week.
Yeah.
We kind of had to wrap it up and everything like that. And... they've come so far, but I'm amazed that anybody, that basketball has gotten so much physical over the years. And I've known a lot more guys that have had teeth knocked out playing basketball than playing football. Aren't you surprised at some of these guys? You're up there with these guys that are 6'10", 260 pounds of nothing but muscle and speed and whatever, and throwing elbows. That's lethal. I would never play big time basketball, any basketball, without a mouth guard.
No. And it's so easy to wear a mouth guard. You can talk with them in. You know, they form fit it to you. So that's the ease with wearing the mouth guard. And, you know, that's the other thing. It's a mouth guard that you wear on the upper part.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, it's not like it's a double up and lower. You can get them. The other thing is sometimes people wear braces. You know, how do you cover them up?
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother thing. But, I mean, it's like to wear a boil and bite mouth guard, the old ones.
That's what we had. Yeah. And you know what? Being a quarterback, I couldn't, if I had it in correctly, I'm talking like that. That's how I would talk. So I would do when it was really hot, I would just bite one of the ends as good as I possibly can. And then when I was calling signals, I just had that one corner of my mouth and it's basically sticking out, but they couldn't give me a penalty because it was in my mouth. Yeah. I mean, but that's how those were so antiquated, those old things, aren't they?
They're still out there.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people buy the box. You know, schools buy the box and say, grab a boil and bite. Trust me, if you're a parent out there, spend the dollars when you go see your dentist and say, hey, how do I get a custom mouth guard?
Absolutely. Question for you here. Who is the greatest risk for ulcers after taking NSAIDs? NSAIDs? N-S-A-D-S after knee surgery. Men, women, elderly, or whom? William. What is an NSAID?
It's an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's what that is, non-steroidal.
Okay. Can you read that? Greatest risk for ulcers.
Ulcers. Here's what it is when you start talking about men, women, elderly, here's probably your biggest question. How long have you been on these? You know, because when you find out, hey, take two tablets twice a day, you find out they're taking six tablets three times a day.
Yeah.
So the biggest question with that is, how long have you been on them and what other symptoms do you have?
Got it.
Like for myself, it was rare in our family if we ever used Advil. And if you did, it was usually my brother or my mom who had migraine headaches. We rarely took Advil. I'm finding out now in the business, there's people that you have Advil like it's water. So you have to be very concerned with...
Is that tough on the stomach?
Oh, very tough on
the stomach. Oh, okay. I didn't know this. Okay. I mean,
so, that you know, it's the same thing. Like, some people will say you have Advil, which is... I'm going to use that brand name. Nothing wrong with it, but it's 200 milligrams. Aleve, 220.
Okay.
So sometimes if you take two or three tablets, you're going to get 20 extra milligrams.
Each one.
So you'd get 60 milligrams if you took three.
Okay.
A set of... 600 milligrams.
I never know when they say, because with all the things I've had over the last 10 or 15 years, no one has ever prescribed painkillers anymore. I mean, I used to get Vicodin like you can't believe and never get it anymore.
Yeah. So either, and it is a very much a concern in our healthcare industry because people abused it. So docs will prescribe medication, but a lot of times they're not going to give you 80 pills.
Yeah, right.
They're going to give you, they'll maybe give you 8 or 10 to get through the surgery and say, hey, if you need these, this is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's prescribing of medication is cut way back. Think about how many times if you went into your old cabinets, you could look and say, I got 4 bottles with,
yeah,
you know, 300
Vicodins left or whatever.
It's just the abuse that we have in America right now. So that's why it's all been cut back.
Okay. But, well, you know, one of the things you're saying, I don't know about you, but if I take one too many, even if I just take the regular dose of Vicodin, I feel like I got the flu. I get like a real sick stomach. And it's like, do I want the back pain or do I want to feel like I'm hungover?
They work. I mean, Vicodin works. I mean, I think one of the reasons they were over prescribing, but I mean, I just want to say that I've taken Vicodin. It works. I mean, you can get addicted to that because you feel good after that. I never got any stomach things.
No,
with that.
I did.
Did you? But I think the other reason they throttled back though, Mark, is they were getting sued.
Oh, yeah. There's different medications that work for different people too. You know, and that's where you have to talk. You know, you may say, I have this medication and it didn't do anything for me. Well, talk with your doctor. You know, you may need a pain medication after a surgery, but maybe they need to put you on something else. But again, you shouldn't be taking, you know, if you're going back and you're going to go back to work, hey, I need more pain meds. No, you don't. If you're going back to work, you're not supposed to be driving. You're not supposed to be working. You know, so you don't need more pain meds. You shouldn't. Most people, that's what I'm saying. They'll give you 8, 10, maybe 12, something like that.
Well, you know, that's been a thing. Remember Tiger Woods a few years ago? Oh. Got stopped. He was like, I don't know, a stoplight or pulled over or whatever. And he tried to use an excuse. It was pain meds. And the cops were basically like, they like kind of let him slide a little bit. But it's like, well, that's not an excuse. That's still inhibiting your whatever. Oh, yeah. You can't just say, well, it's just pain meds. It's not, you know, Jack Daniels or something like that. You can't use that as a legal excuse.
Correct. That's it. I mean, and it's.
And I think they can check your blood to see if you've taken too many or something, can't they?
I'm sure they probably can if down the line, if they think, hey, you're being impaired while driving.
Right.
They could probably check you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's a very serious. That's why, you know, in healthcare, we just don't prescribe much for pain meds.
No. And I got a bunch of dental work done the other day and I was screaming for, you know, I would have taken anything, but it's no, just. Yep. No.
And so it goes back to the same thing as NSAIDs, which is your anti-inflammatories. We have to watch on how much we're taking NSAIDs. You know, it's you don't want to develop an ulcer. You develop an ulcer on top of the problem that you already have. You just created a whole secondary problem.
Do you remember Packer players could just put out their hand and they'd have a big jar of certain things?
Right.
Take part of them.
Did you talk about cutting back 8 or 10? I had some pain in the doctor and he gave me one.
One.
And you know, you look at the cost of the tube and writing it. And it was one. He gave me one. But anyway, they really watch it. I think it's a good thing. It is. I just, you know, I don't know. I think maybe we got so paranoid with all the lawsuits. Maybe we overreached to the other side. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
The mayor
just
wants his Vicodin.
Yeah, he does. Exactly what it wow. Yeah.
Starting to sweat a little bit here. Let's move on.
But, you know, when I remember Brett Favre when I read his book. I mean,
right.
You know, because I think that scared off a lot. Oh, I can't take Vicodin. You're going to take. He was taking like 30 a day or something.
Yeah, but he was. Wasn't one of those guys giving him. Like,
well, hey,
it wasn't just about Brett Favre getting them. He was going to teammates again.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing of it's where, you know, end of the season or someone says, hey, can you go talk to my sister-in-law who had a surgery and she got 80, but she only used 15 of them. So guess what? She's got 60 plus that are sitting there.
Right.
Hey, can I get some off of that? And some people think, what's the big deal to give someone 5 or 10?
I know.
Well, it's because they're getting 5 or 10 from 4 other people.
Exactly.
Got a text here. Question for Mark. You talked mine to getting a sleep test. They were talking about this morning. I think I get sleep apnea.
He does have sleep apnea.
So you know what? A lot of people think they fear because you have to go into the. Some people think I got to go to the hospital and get be seen.
Right.
I actually did a sleep test.
Did you?
But you do it at home and they hook you up to it. Yeah, it's a home test.
I don't know how I could sleep with one of those big masks on. I'm like claustrophobic, and I think I feel like I can't breathe.
It's like anything. You're going to get used to it. But
how do you turn over? I like sleeping on my stomach.
You got to get a test, John.
But how do you sleep on your stomach
you'll
then?
You'll figure it out.
All right. Mark, you stick around? All right.
Yeah. He needs to take that test.
We got Brandon Kinnard coming on because I actually want to talk to you about something we're going to talk about with him in regards to Giannis.
Yes.
And, okay, this could be an interesting thing. We're going to set a quick break. Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26, joins us right after this.
There's a flagpole rack and the wind will stop.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, it doesn't look like any weather-related issues to slow down spring planting. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's the conclusion that John Heinberg has made so far. He's a broker analyst with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Given the weather that moved across the upper Midwest yesterday, it brought along with it some much-needed moisture in certain areas.
Well, you know, we got a pretty good weather system coming through this week, so we'll have to see how that plays out. A lot of rain on the radar. We're hitting areas that really need it. Western Iowa, moving into north central Iowa, into southern Minnesota. So it's actually going to make things probably in pretty good shape there, as long as they don't get too much, you know, in terms of slowing things down. But with modern technology, planting delays, really, if the market moves on them, turns into selling opportunities, because with our technology, we can get a lot of stuff in the ground in a big hurry. So, you know, and after this system pulls through, what temperature is supposed to warm back up. It's going to stay a little more active weather-wise in terms of some moisture, but I think we got a window here now. Producers are going to put the foot down and get going in terms of getting this crop put in.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. It is that kind of optimism about what's happening with spring planting that's got our numbers leaning a little lower this morning. I'll have your update next.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 3¾ cents to 161. 40-pound block cheese on Tuesday was up 4¼, 161. AA butter, 2 cents higher at 294 a pound. This morning in Chicago, December corn is down a penny, 466. November soybeans currently down 3 at 1155. July wheat, that's unchanged, 564. Currently, Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for May, down 4 at 1727. The June Class 3 milk down 3, 1762 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on the market so far for a Wednesday morning. Remember, more news anytime you need it. Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine is in the house, and we've got Brandon Kennard, NBC 26 Sports Director. Hi, Brandon.
Morning, guys.
Hey, we're talking about Giannis and all the reports, and one of the things that I read was they're being very cautious because it's almost the same type of injury Kevin Durant had a few years ago and thought he could play through it, and the next thing you know, he's got a torn Achilles tendon. So this little, and I was watching the game. I just happened to watch the game the other night, and he went down with no contact, hardly, I mean, just nothing. What are you hearing about that, how serious this could be heading into the playoffs?
He took the words right out of my mouth there. That's the first thing that comes to mind, is it's the same or at least similar to the Kevin Durant thing from a few years ago. He's not the only player to have this injury based on what I've heard. Damian Lillard actually has had a soleus injury before and was able to recover, rehab, come back and play, and the Achilles tendon stayed intact. But obviously that's the first thing you think of, is remembering what happened to Kevin Durant in the finals.
Yep.
5 years ago now. That was when they played the Raptors in 2019. So I would obviously, you know, Mark's going to know a lot more about this than I am, but I would think they would want to be cautious given that situation.
Actually, that term that Mark or that Brandon just threw out, that's exactly the term you were using, the soleus or something?
Soleus.
Soleus?
Yeah. So it's just your soleus is one of your calf muscles.
Okay.
Other one is your gastroc, your soleus, which then goes down to the Achilles.
Okay, but that can affect. I mean, you never know, huh?
Correct.
I mean, even with Rodgers, you kind of mentioned maybe he had strained that, and it just. But the Achilles is, like I said, I think it's the scariest lower body injury in all of sport.
And you got to think about the sport they're playing, basketball,
right?
Jumping up right. and down. But as John and I just said, I didn't see that the it actually happened.
It was nothing
till last night. I saw the video. Yeah. Yeah, he's just running down the court from
and goes down. Brandon, how many guys do you know? Because we're talking about this. I can name a bunch of guys my age bracket or whatever, and over the last 20 years, playing rec league ball, ACL or an Achilles. How many in your world?
A few yeah. come to mind. I was actually playing pickup a few weeks ago, and I felt I got ankle issues typically to begin with, and I felt my Achilles, it didn't go. But there was this, I had to stop for a second. So I was like, that's one of my biggest fears.
Yep.
You know, I felt a little twinge back there. I was like, nope, I'm pulling myself out here.
Cause, yep.
And I can't imagine trying to recover from that injury. And, you know, Mark, you mentioned, you know, they're playing basketball. That's probably the most debilitating injury for a basketball player, right up yep. there with an ACL type thing. But especially for a guy like Giannis, who relies so much on his athleticism, he would, in my opinion, he would not be the same player if he tried to recover from that injury. So that is just obviously something you want to be very, very cautious with, even with the playoffs coming up.
Yeah, no, I think that's why it's a timetable thing of, you know, hey, if we can lengthen this thing out a little bit and not yeah. have him play maybe first, second, third game. You're going to have to assess it. But if it comes down to where they're up, three yeah, nothing. Why are you going to have him play either?
But that cost Golden State a world championship that year against the Raptors, don't you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I would think so. That was a good Raptors team, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was their Kawhi Leonard year, and obviously Kyle Lowry was there for a long time. They had Pascal Siakam, who's now with the Pacers, who the Bucks are going to see. So, yeah, I mean, I think that obviously if Kevin Durant stays healthy, they've got a pretty good chance. But Klay Thompson got hurt in that series too.
Yeah, that's right.
That was kind of the beginning of the end for him. And, you know, interestingly, here we are 5 years later, the Warriors have won a title since then, but it kind of feels like that dynasty is ending now after the way things went for them last night.
Totally agree. Hey, switching things here a little bit, we're at the GB Steak Fry last night, and, you know, Mark Murphy got up and said he called it like it is. He said, I was an athletic director in college sports for 17 years, and that's about the last job I'd ever want to have anymore. He said, it's like being in the NFL with no salary cap and free agency for every player every year. He said, I can't even imagine what these coaches and ADs are going through. Isn't it crazy, Brandon, would GB, even with those three players within like 3 or 4 days after the season?
It really is, and obviously it's tough for coaches and ADs, but I think the fans are the ones that suffer the most.
I agree.
Because it's so tough to even know who's on your team anymore from year to year. College sports used to be enjoyable because you watch someone come in as a freshman, you see them develop all the way up and hopefully peak, you know, as a junior or senior on your way out. It is just so drastically different now. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy for the players. I certainly think there's some instances where a transfer is warranted. I'm happy they're able to make some money off their name, image, and likeness now. But the system needs to be looked at because this is not sustainable, in my opinion. With I think it was over 20% of college basketball players entered the transfer portal. I mean, that's one in every five. And some schools are even higher than that. I mean, it's not sustainable long term.
Yeah, that's got to get.
Well, GB lost a third of their team.
Right, and you look at the recruiting that you do, only to have these guys play well and then take off on you, and they have every right to do that. That's got to get corrected. I mean, the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get. So I don't have a dog in that fight, but I mean. It's just crazy how, and it's only been a few years, and it's gone.
It's been like 2 years. Yeah.
2 years, right? And it's gone so extreme. It's so like extreme. Throttle this thing back. And you got a guy like Mark Murphy, who kind of knows a little bit about sports, right? I mean, Colgate and Northwestern. It, like Johnny said, that's true. What he said last night, he goes, "That's the last job I would want as an athletic director or coach at the college level." You know, and people laughed a little bit, but he was serious.
You're dead serious.
For sure. Absolutely. And if you want to transfer because, you know, there's some kind of hardship, you're homesick, you're not playing, you know, that makes sense to me. But you have people transferring because, oh, I played well. I'm going to transfer and hit the open market, essentially, to see what money is out there for me to make. And again, I'm happy these guys are able to make some money off. But NIL is not what it was originally intended to be. And you saw in the NCAA tournament, Jack Golke from Oakland, who beat Kentucky, Pewaukee kid from Wisconsin, he was doing the TurboTax ads on Twitter, I saw. And, he's doing Buffalo Wild Wings little spots. And I was like, this is what NIL was supposed to be. This, with all due respect to him, kind of no-name kid has his moment, able to make some money off of it. It wasn't meant to be, here's $2 million to come play at my school. And that's something that needs to be looked at.
Well, I mean, I've heard
pay for play.
Well, I think
pay for play is what it turned into.
I think that's one of the reasons that Nick Saban retired, because he talked about one of his favorite things at the end of every season. He'd sit down with every single player. He's got like about 120 guys probably, and he would sit with everyone and tell them, what they need to work on, how they've done, how whatever. And he says back then, up until now, it was like, Coach, what do I need to do to get more playing time? Well, you got to work hard. You got to work on this. And now they come in and says, Coach, if you want me to stay, I need more playing time and like $100,000. And that's where he's just kind of like, you know what? I'm not built for this.
Well, I think the other thing we have to remember is they can transfer and it's like no penalty.
None.
I think that's where you got to put some things in. Hey, if you're going to leave here and you're going to get a benefit, you now need to sit out a semester or a year. I think that would put some things in check.
I agree.
If they want to get something extra, great. Let's give it to them.
Right.
But you're already getting education, so now should we make it easier?
Yeah.
These coaches probably don't even know a lot of these ball players.
We're with Mark Houston, Bell & Sports Medicine, Brandon Kennard, NBC 26 Sports Director.
And just talking about just the change in sports. Mark, you talk a lot about there's been a lot of positive things that have happened in healthcare. I mean, you guys are there all – on the field, you have something big coming up Friday, right? Did you say there's a big...
Yeah, this weekend there's the USHL's got a large... there's going to be a lot of kids in here playing at, out of Cornerstone for hockey. It's a 4-day tournament this weekend, 3-day next.
Yeah, and it's funny, we're talking about the teeth thing.
I know, but I just like, hockey players laugh, but they call it spitting chiclets.
But I was going to say in football, you say there's more in basketball than football. Well, they have the whole face guard, whereas in basketball, you're... just out there with the elbow. But a lot of advancement there. But I'm with that. I mean, like Brandon said, if the fans lose, that is not good. If the fans get upset, I'm talking about back to this what a great job that the coach at UWGB did recruiting these guys.
Yeah, and then losing three of their best players.
And John and I went to a lot of games, and we enjoyed those three players. We enjoyed everybody. But I'm just saying that they're not there next year. So
that's what's tough. Like you said, you show up now in the next year, and you're like, who's half the team?
Absolutely, no question.
And they had no juniors and seniors.
That's right.
So it's just like that's what's going to be tough.
Absolutely,
is understanding who is around, and building in a community. But that also goes.
And especially for a place like this, we've got the Packers, right. Everybody, but when it comes to basketball, we got the, you know what I mean? This is so important, and they have such a great fan base. And in all the years I dealt with it, that was one of the big things. You know, like you talked about Ben Berlowski. I mean, those guys are still local legends because they were here for literally 5 years with their red shirt.
And even that kid gave him a key to the city, that Kiefer Sykes, was that his name?
Yeah.
Kiefer Sykes, just was doing so much with the youth. You know, yeah. Boys and Girls Club and YMCA. And you know, those are good people. And, you know,
God bless him, but he probably would have gotten $100,000 to transfer after his sophomore year if it
right
was now.
Yeah,
how do you turn that down? He's a kid from, you know, southwest side of Chicago. Yeah, it's a tough neighborhood. His dad died of a heart attack. How do you turn that down when you're 19?
I agree. So that's why I'm saying that something's got to be corrected. I just, there's so much good going from now with, and I want to really make that point that the healthcare has so been advanced and you've kind of managed that. And now, you know, we've got the players and they're going to leave. And I think Green Bay wants to support players who are loyal to Green Bay. But like Johnny said, I wouldn't blame Kiefer Sykes for leaving for $100,000 either. So, yeah, no. I don't know.
What would you do in college?
Well, when you're 19, 18, yeah. 19, 20, and some of the situations that they're coming out of, I think the big thing we got to look at, the NCAA's got to look at is, like you said, how does it affect communities?
Yeah.
This isn't just about Division One, large areas. You know, this is
part of your identity.
This is across the board. And, you know, and then you find out some of these, you know, there's a guy down in Miami. He's got his ninth year of eligibility.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're talking.
You know, I mean, because it's due to some injuries.
I know 1 for 7, but I didn't know 9.
I think he's starting his ninth this year. You know, and it's, but there's also kids that aren't playing athletics that are doing such great work.
Yeah.
And that'll come back and become a social worker, become a nurse in town, or become an accountant in town.
Yeah.
Or a businessman, a woman, whatever it is. And it's just, it's tough in this world of where we are with NIL.
Brandon, have you ever talked? I know you talked to Sundance quite a bit and everything. You ever talked to him about that? Like, man, what's that like, waking up every day and seeing who you got left in your roster in the offseason?
The one thing that he said about this in season, actually, that stuck out to me was in regard to the players, when you stay at a place for multiple years and you commit to that place, after you're gone, you're always going to have that community. You're going to have that kind of alumni relationship with the university. And I think that that's a fear for a lot of these coaches. If these players bounce around to 3 schools in 4 years, well, which one do you really identify with? You know, it's a lot easier to call up a school and say, hey, remember me? I played here for 4 years, yada, 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 instead of, hey, I played there for 1 year and then I transferred and played here for a year. And, you know, so I think that you kind of miss out on that community aspect of it as well. Just
great
kind
point.
Of the sentimental aspect of, hey, this is where I spent my 4 years. I'm going to go back here for alumni day. The fans are going to remember me. You're not going to have that now.
Yeah,
and you're making some cash, but you're eventually going to need a job and a support system and things like that. And it's going to be a little bit, I'm not going to say harder, but different now for these guys that bounce around compared to these guys that stay at a place for 4 or 5 years.
I don't think they think like that. And that's why I just really love Sundance. And I think he's more than an X's and O's coach. He really sits down and kind of mentors these guys. He's got this whole like fatherly or big brother image. And that's got to be talked about because, you know, you and I understand that and how important community is and, you know, to be something somewhere. And you're right, they lose all that. But I don't think they're thinking like that right now.
No, I agree. But even like the one kid that left there, Brandon, he's going to his 3rd school now. I'm just curious. I don't know what he's got a degree. I'm not trying to put him down, but I'm just saying this in the real world, because playing college basketball isn't the real world. When you're out there and you're applying for jobs and maybe a high level job, and you got one resume that some guy went to this school and he stayed there 4 years and he got his degree and the whole thing, and another one that bounced around to 3 schools in 3 years. As an employer, what do you think, Mark?
Oh, I agree. Oh. I mean, and not to pick on any athlete. They work hard.
No,
but I understand where John's coming from, because these athletes, sometimes they're being fed on a regular schedule. They have everything set down. They have counselors. They have guidance. You get in the real world, you're on your own.
Absolutely.
But I want to pick up on what John said, because, you know, and we've all been to in the business classes you take, they're like, people develop patterns, and if this guy's got a pattern of jumping every 2 years or 1 year, you don't want that, because that's so expensive.
Did things get tough and you left?
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what you have to think.
Or every opportunity you jump.
Brandon, can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Mark, you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I like what we're talking about here. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine or the mayor here on a Wednesday. Man, it is nasty looking outside right now. It is pelting rain, and that wind is a blow. Mark, what direction is the wind coming from?
Southeast.
Thank you.
Good job, Mark.
How did he know that right away?
I know.
He's smart.
John's been here 6 months.
I had to look at the flag.
No, John,
we
does
do
look,
too, but we don't know what it means.
Yeah, John looks at the flag. How's the wind, John? It's going that way.
Exactly. Hey, Brandon, you know, we're talking about this and the NIL and everything, and GB did have the one young guy that did it, my pride and joy from the UP. I know you did a big story on him. How did that work out for him? Do you know? Did you hear anything detail-wise on that? But that is a lot more of what we thought the NIL was going to be,
right,
where these companies embrace these guys and they become spokespersons and they can, you know, basically make some money off of what they've achieved in college versus some big booster just writing out a guy a check for like $1 million, which does happen. Brandon, what do you think?
Yeah, it should be a reward based on what you've done, not a pay-for-play type situation. Like I said earlier, come to our school and we'll give you $2 million. That's not what the original intent was going to be. Now, based on obviously the competitive market of how recruiting works, that's just kind of how it's played out. And I think it's, as we talked about last segment, something worth looking at. But yeah, you're talking about Foster Wonders, who is from Iron Mountain, transferred into Green Bay after 1 year, I believe, at Southern Illinois.
I believe so.
Played with Marcus Damask down there, actually, who went on to Illinois to star in the NCAA tournament. And I can't remember what local pizza place it was, unfortunately.
Riverside.
Yeah, he with that guy in here.
Was it
yes.
Riverside?
Riverside.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, he did the kind of a deal with them. And I did not, when I did that story, didn't really talk to him too much about that, but did notice that, you know, a couple billboards or whatever, oh, hey, that's Foster Wonders. That's kind of cool. I like that. I like that aspect of it. I think that you should be able to use college athletes as recognizable people in the community to help promote and advertise your product. I think that those college athletes should be able to do that, again, to make a little cash off of it. But just the way that the whole thing has kind of developed and evolved over, you know, a short time. We're young in this, too.
Oh.
It's a mess right now. Man.
It's uncharted territory.
It's tough to watch once that portal opens up, which, mind you, it opens during the NCAA tournament, which there was a lot of chatter about back in March of like, man, why are we doing this now when this is our sport's biggest showcase? And instead of talking about the Sweet 16, we're talking about AJ Store transferring, you know, entering the portal or whatever.
You know,
there's just so many things that need to be looked at.
You know what's so funny, though, and Brandon, and you know, I'm obviously older than you, but I grew up with the whole era of sports where it's like, oh, my God, gambling is the worst thing humanly possible in sports. If you even associate with a gambler, if you even have lunch with a gambler, Joe Namath, gamblers come to your bar, you must sell it. You can't do anything. And now it's like, hey, gamble all during the entire game. And the other thing was players, he got a free set of, you know, Nikes that he wasn't supposed to get. Sorry, son, you're going to sit out 6 games. I've never seen anything in our country do a 180 as much as I have in sports over the last few years. Mark?
I agree. I mean, you know, that they have advertising all over billboards and websites.
FanDuel
and
all that kind of, or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, think about how radio shows. And,
yeah.
Not here, but I mean, you listen to them, they say, hey, we use this code.
Yeah,
You would have never heard that even 10 years ago.
My God, unbelievable. What do you think, Brandon?
Money talks.
Yeah. Doesn't it, though?
That's kind of what I'll say about that. They found a way to profit off of this. It became more or less legal in most places. Obviously not fully legal here, but you have certain spots like Oneida here in town where you could go, you know, wager on things. They found a way to make money off of it. So then it became okay.
The last time I made a wager on something, I was with Jim Schmidt, and it was really funny what happened to him that day.
Yeah, that was Kentucky Derby.
And
my horse won, but then it was that race where he bumped the other horse and got disqualified.
This was not a happy man.
I was not very happy, so that's ended up doing radio now. Just to, you know. But Brandon, you know, you're right about that. That I don't think their NFL is being honest about how bad that is. I mean, I know they put that little disclaimer on the bottom saying if you have a problem, call this 800 number.
Oh, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg happening.
And they are targeting that. And, you know, I know a little bit about business, and they get you addicted with they put down $10, win 100 or something, how that goes. So $10 is nothing. But they really, really watch that when you're on the phone, what websites you're looking at. And, yeah, I mean, they focus on these 22-year-old kids, and you don't want to lose a lot of money at that age.
Well, you know something else that's going to be interesting? The whole, I can never pronounce his name, Brandon, the phenomenal player for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
with his translator, they think it's now up to $22 million he stole from him?
Yeah.
For gambling debts?
Yeah, the last ever I saw was 16. I didn't see a 22, but yeah, that's obviously a delicate situation, and there are people that, you know, have their opinions on what may or may not have actually happened. And you've got Dante Porter in the NBA right now as well, who's obviously not as well-known of a name as Shohei Ohtani.
He might be suspended for life.
He could be.
Correct.
Could be.
But I'm not defending anybody, but that is very, very addicting. I mean, we were just talking about Vicodin earlier and some other things. That's right up there with Vicodin.
But here's the deal. The kid that Brandon, who's with Toronto, Brandon?
Yeah, he's with the Raptors. Actually spent some time with the Herd. Porter did, I want to say 2 years ago. He bounced around the G League a little bit and was in Oshkosh for a short time.
Oh, I probably did some of his games.
Yeah,
you and I might have done. You and I probably did some of his games together.
Yep, good player. He's the younger brother of Michael Porter Jr., who's one of the key players for the Nuggets, who won the championship last year. And, you know, the report that came out this week said he didn't bet on the NBA, but at the same time, you've got these sports books saying, hey, our biggest hit of the night was the under on Jontay Porter, you know, over under 5.5 points. It's like, that's not going to be the guy that you're betting on unless there's something going on.
And he took himself out of the game and said he was sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They've got him. Yeah. All right. Brandon Kennard, sure appreciate your insight and getting up early for us and keep doing the great job you do for NBC 26.
Appreciate it, guys. Good
thanks,
to be
Brandon.
On
you got it, brother. Take care. Brandon Kennard, always fun having him on.
Yes.
Well, Mark, it's always fun having you on too, my friend.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for all you're doing. And I say this every time, but I really mean that. I mean, you know, health and youth sports and advancement, and now you're getting into the mental health side of it. I mean, that's awesome.
A doctor asked me one time if I had Osgood Schlatter's disease when I was a kid. Do you think I'd be taller if I didn't? Because he thinks I did. He said my growth plates were like cockeyed. Would I be taller? Would I be 6 foot?
Sure, no. John.
You sure?
No, John.
It was a doctor who said this, Mark. Maybe?
Doctor
inch?
Of law?
Half an inch.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we got to send a quick break.
PhD.
I don't like this vibe.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and we honor those who have given their lives to fight terrorism. This from Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace expert since 1914. Give them a call at 920-498-8549 or visit GAGNONClayProducts.com. They are truly proud to salute our troops.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.